Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Alex, your first preseason game. You've got some practices in now, a game. How are you feeling?
Pretty good. A little slow start, first period. I felt like I was thinking too much out there, but I just just tried to start skating, and I think our whole team played pretty well. So it made it a lot easier on me, and just try to feel the flow of the game.
Was it time? Were you chomping at the bit to get into a game?
Oh, yeah. No, especially sitting up top and watching the game from upstairs. It isn't fun ever. So, it was a little bit of a couple snafus there, but we figured it out, and it's good to be back.
Alex, what is your thought on the defensive posture the team has taken in camp and in the preseason, just the way you're trying to cut down the goals against, and it's really not been any sacrifice of offense?
Yeah, no, I think we've been, I think all of us in here have taken great pride in the defensive side of things. It's something that Lindy's been harping on us a lot, is to really take care of the front of the net, take care of, the turnovers, and to play good through the neutral zone. And there's a couple X's and O's we changed up to try to make it easier on us, to simplify it and to make it a little bit more black and white. So I think it's been good for our group.
Alex, Radim Murkov played his first preseason goal. What kind of experience is it for him to see him getting all these games in as a rookie?
Oh, it's great. I remember my first training camp. I think I played in 7 out of 8 preseason games. I was supposed to play in all 8, but I ended up getting the flu for one of them, so they kept me out of that one. And the second one, I also played all 7 games, I think, for Vegas as well. So as many games as him and Hellenius can get in, those guys that are young, high picks is good. I wish I was able to get them in at 18 and 19 like those guys, but it's great to see. I think it really helps with the experience. It gets you feeling more comfortable around the room, around the guys. And when he does get ready to make the jump, I think it'll be a lot easier and he'll fall right in the stride.
You get a power play goal. Josh helped out there. How long does it take to incorporate a guy like Josh into the power player? Does he fit right in right away?
Oh, it's good. I thought he had an empty netter. Probably could have scored. Just really wanted an assist, I guess. But no, it's good. I mean, a guy with that much skill, that much poise. I mean, he's making the right play out there, making, honestly, all the other guys' jobs really easy. And so he's also a threat out there. So it's really good. I think he moves the puck well. He moves up the ice easy in the breakout. And he does it all out there, so it's nice.
How confident are the five of you as a group that you can turn things around in the power play this year?
Very. I think we've gotten a lot of reps in practice, obviously. I would have liked to be in last game, but I came in. I thought it was really easy. I think the communication is really good. I think we have a good game plan going in, and I think our willingness to just work and try to outwork the penalty kill has been a lot better than it was last year.
Tage's power play goal.
Sorry?
Talk about playing 7 or 8 games your first couple of years.
Yeah, not that many. Just a couple, honestly. I don't know if I'll play the next two or not, but at least one more I think is good. This one's kind of getting the cobwebs out. The next one start feeling good, and then you should be right in the stride. So I think the fact that we're changing to 2 preseason games next year just shows you how most of the league is comfortable with 2. Comfortable with playing 2. I know that some young guys are going to play 3 or maybe even 4, and I think that's good for them. I think it's needed. And then once you hit that 100-game mark, I think playing 2 is – I mean, you come in such good shape. It's not like you're trying to get in the shape and when coming into training camp. It's more you're just trying to battle a little bit. You're trying to get that the 5-on-5 feel that you probably don't have in the summertime, and then you're right in the season ready to go.
Tage's power play goal, how – did that unfold? How did you make that happen? What, from your perspective?
Like I said, Norrie missed a wide open backdoor play. No, it was a really good heads up play by Dahls and Tage hitting Zucks in the middle and then finding Norrie backdoor, and then just we saw them all collapse. And I know where Tom is going to be sitting on the power play, so I just try to find him.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.